Very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'll take this opportunity to acknowledge our traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome, Black. National Talk Black, have you saying Yan Up Strong. I'm going to jump straight into it. Impact, a report launch reveals growing positivity in financial management at First Nation communities. Phil Usher, who we're going to talk to, he's the CEO of FNF, and got him on the line. Phil, very good morning. How are you? Yeah, Phil, not there. Phil's not there. We'll try again. Phil, you there? Lost Phil. Phil, give me a call back. Let's have a yarn, brother. Hey, you say, white fella make it, black fella break it. Chat up. Get organised, Trendy Trev. Have you saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. We'll have that yarn very soon, talking about finance, about getting financially intelligent, you mob. That's what we need to do. And you say, rich people got money working for them. We poor people work for money. Let's turn that scenario around, get educated in finance. Because we work for the whole of our life for a pay package, you know. And we look at our health, we look at our fitness, look at right shoe we're wearing, the size, that sort of stuff. But get financial intelligent, get your money working for you, study your money, do your budget, stick to your budget. It's all about a disciplinary thing. So discipline yourself in doing that. But we'll catch up with Phil Usher, his name is. Bear with us, you're up to Delhi. National Talk Black.
You are about to receive a phone call from a prisoner at the Casuarina prison. Your conversation will be recorded.
Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Don't think now that I'm locked up that you're going to silence me.
People got opinions, but they don't want to help. So they just put it on their statuses and think of themselves. Well, I'ma let my heart pour and I tell it how it is. I'ma do it.
Good beat, but I think we've got Phil Usher on the line, CEO of FNF, and let's talk about finance, money on the line. Phil, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Phil?
I'm in Newcastle, eh?
Newcastle, all right. Cairns, North Queensland, hillbilly up north. Let's talk about Impact, a report launch reveals growing positivity in financial management for First Nation communities. So it sounds like an upbeat, thumbs up report.
Yeah, it's really positive. You know, we've got all Aboriginal staff out there delivering our training. So I think most of our success is, you know, follows coming from that same lived experience, just talking about money stories and what it's like growing up with money and all the responsibilities of being, you know, Aboriginal and sharing the money. I think that's why it's been successful.
And when we talk about this report, are we talking in the business sense, organisation, or are we talking individuals?
Talking individuals, personal finance, savings, budgeting, all on the individual, eh?
Fantastic. So what it is we're talking about, look at a pay packet. We spend the whole of our life working for a pay packet. Getting the money working for you, that's what it's all about, being disciplined, understanding how money works. It's a tool, and get educated on the tool. Is that right, Phil?
Yeah, that's it. Making money work harder for you, because we work hard for it. And then sometimes we get a bit carried away. You know what it's like when you see some shiny things that you want to buy and spend your money on.
Exactly.
But we could do that too, but we could also save a bit for a little bit later on when we need it.
Yeah, exactly. What's that phrase? Debt. Do everything but think. And that's the problem. We need to discipline ourselves and get focused in on the plan of attack, but don't change the plan of attack till you achieve the goal. And the goal is get out of debt.
Yeah, that's it. And especially, you know, a lot of our followers, you know, we grew up in housing commission, we're on lower income, we, you know, mum and dad just bought some food, paid some rent, and that was it. There was no money to save or keep for later on, but some of our followers have got a bit more money than that now, so if we think a bit more around it, we can do well for the next couple of generations.
And Phil, we look at different financial vehicles regarding a job or career path, what have you, investing in shares, but even property. Are we finding that a lot of our First Nation people are getting into that space?
Yeah, they are. The home ownership's really kind of a gateway asset. Like, once you buy that, you can, you know, you can leverage from that. You've got something to, you know, leave behind if something happens to you. You can pass that on to the next generation. They can sell it and divvy it up, so they're starting on the front foot.
Yes.
But you can also use that for, you know, banks like security and minimising risk, so you can use stuff like that as collateral to get a business loan to start your own business or buy another investment property. So, yeah, and what we're starting to really engage in that space for the first time.
Yeah, fantastic. And when we look at organisations like IBA, they're a good organisation to be dealing with as well, to get our skin in the game regarding buying property or investments, yes?
Yeah, we partner a lot with IBA, you know, the guys that get the home loans through that. What we do with them is, you know, there's a sexy part of getting your home loan and owning it, but then there's that other stuff where, you know, you have to pay insurance, you have to pay rates, or you pay strata, and that can get a little bit overwhelming. So we support IBA's cohort and, you know, what happens once you've bought that home and managing the ongoing costs of that as well. So very much in partnership with organisations like IBA.
Fantastic. And also our employers who we're employed by, there could be an opportunity there regarding getting loans on cars and what have you, or deposits, or what do you call it, and exchanging, getting money taken out of your pay packet to pay the bills, so to speak. I mean, there's good communication there that can be done, yeah?
Yeah, there's some real good programs that may work for individuals around salary sacrifice, particularly if you're in like the charity non-for-profit sector.
Okay.
You know, salary sacrifice, you can pay off things like your home or rent or credit cards or anything like that. And it kind of reduces your tax bill as well. So it's always worth having a yarn to someone in your organisation if that's an option. I find followers, you know, they think it's a bit too hard, so they don't worry about it. But always good just to yarn with someone just to make sure it might work for you.
And look, if you're doing a good job for the company or for the organisation, and they appreciate the work that you do, and you've been there for a good time, well, there's a good relationship, and most companies are forthcoming regarding having a conversation with you.
Yeah, it's good work we've been doing, and we're up there at Cairns too every day, Doc Week as well. We sponsor the breakfast up there and then get around in some of the community sessions as well. So
good. We'll
be looking forward to do that again this year.
Phil, good talking with you. Thank you very much, my friend. All the best to you, and we'll yarn soon.
Beautiful. Thanks, mate. Bye.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. Deadly yarn there. Phil Usher, his name is, CEO of FNF, and we're talking about the Impact report launch reveals growing positivity in financial management for First Nations communities. So we're not only talking organisation, black organisation, but we're talking about black people, individuals, in regarding what they're doing with their pay packet and how they're getting the pay packet work for them so that we work with the pay packet, getting financial intelligence. So it's a great conversation, good deal, and that should be on your bucket list, you mob, in regarding goals and dreams and working towards your goals and dreams, but also be disciplined. You know, instead of buying the car, may have to wait a bit for working for a deposit to get in the house first. I don't know, that sort of conversation. Yarn Up Song here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Macaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Ruckus and no need to make a fuss. thing we got going in for them. I see this thing for us. Got the secret, you gotta keep it down low. Got the secret, babe, and let nobody know. Got the secret, you gotta keep it down low. Got the secret, babe, and let nobody know. The secrets come, the secrets go. Only one thing that I know. Secrets come, our secrets go. Only one thing that I know. Got the secret, gotta keep it down low. Got the secret, babe, can't let nobody know. Got the secret, you gotta keep it down low. Got the secret, babe, can't let nobody know.
He pointed to the edge of the river with a hand still shaking. That's where the nightmare came. Banya, banya, the auntie screamed as the jar jumps begin to run. Nigga, now, quickly. The tops of the trees, they shot them down like leaves in autumn. So I go there in the summer, summer, to pay my respects. But there's no head, son, where's our list? We forget I'm reminded in summer, with a flag around your neck. That it was, and it always will be. The gunshots echo down the valley. A young rider came under a possum skin on a dead mother's breast. A brave survived amongst the slain. So I go there in the summer, summer, to pay my respects. There's no headstone, where's our blessed? We forget. That it was, and it always will be. Well, I can take you there this summer.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Let the river flow again. I can heal. Love is round the bend. I can feel. Yulagi langa.
gyal a body bundagi. Dulu me bawale, muru me yulagi gyal a body bundagi. Let the river flow again. I can heal. Love is round the bend. I can feel. Oh God, born again, Lord. Oh God, born again, Lord. Born again, Lord. One angi ani mamale. One angi ani mamale.
Tell them more to say it. Don't wait. If you hesitant, I'ma go ahead and take it. Move, mate. Bet you wishing that you didn't miss it, but it's too late. Top spot, we got it covered like a toupee. Yeah, that mean you under me, homie, so have my shoes safe. Okay, let's get the business. Everybody wanna get comfy until the gear shift. And everybody on my team fearless. Baby, on the way, no more waiting, I go to get this. So tell my man I gotta give me a minute with this shit. I guarantee we be popping. Got this shit locked in the pocket. Yeah. On the spree we be shopping. Whatever we need, I ain't stopping till the day I can cop it. I'm on it. Shout out all my family, I've been way too busy. Shout out all my people that be really with me. I just wanna ball and put on for my city. Tell them get a ticket, take a listen, cause we own one. Shout out all my family, I've been way too busy. Shout out all my people that be really with me. I just wanna ball and put on for my city. Now they wanna call and talk a minute, cause we own one. Want some, go ahead and get your own one. I ain't gonna pull up on them, I just phone up. One love from my brothers, reppin' no one. Get a ticket, take a listen, cause we own one. Want some, go ahead and get your own one. I ain't gonna pull up on them, I just phone up. One love from my brothers, reppin' no one. Go ahead and tell my enemies.
Saying evil apples, bad seeds, and fake deeds. Staying on one, knowing networking ECB. We're the showstoppers, have nots and palm trees. Fuck up road copper, breaking rules and locking me up. Let's get your G'd up, cold nuts in the heat up. Slow hop when they eat up, low life try to beat us. This for Kalia, my son and my mama's city. Your daddy, you bet the back out shows, hitting arenas.
Yeah, see, I was saving this and now they want it. Kiss my good boy in case I don't come back to make this concert. I stay wide open, devils out there, bitch, I'm staying from it. They say I lost it, fuck, we'll see you ends up in that forest. Shit, I'm ticking boxes off this fucking list. Man, they don't know who they was with, I'm jumping this. See, I be dipping through my city, bitch, get buckled in. So JK Bruzzy, this shit lovely, how we hustle chips.
They know who be running shit, ECB, our brothers from the south, you know we got it locked. Made a trip to SYD and set it up like Molotovs. Talk to my people if you looking for a proper boss. We got what you need and in the scene we steady popping off. Back then I swear they were acting like we ain't exist, but we cooked up some hits and showed them what the flavor is. So miss me with that hate and spin this for your neighbor's kids. They can all agree like JK47 made for this.
Shout out all my family, I've been way too busy. Shout out all my people that be really with me. I just wanna ball and put on for my city. Tell them get a ticket, take a listen, cause we own one. Shout out all my family, I've been way too busy. Shout out all my people that be really with me. I just wanna ball and put on for my city. Now they wanna call and talk a minute, cause we own one. Want some, go ahead and get your own one. I ain't gonna pull up on them, I just phone up. One love for my brothers, reppin' no one. Get a ticket, take a listen, cause we own one. Want some, go ahead and get your own one. I ain't gonna pull up on them, I just phone up. One love for my brothers, reppin' no one. Go ahead and tell my enemies I'm ready.
G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
I see shadows on the hill up beside the old sawmill where my people were killed. I see shadows on the hill.
In the deep washes in the shallows. They don't want to speak about the first battles. They can only see when they're looking down a barrel. I see the shadows, I hear the shots. I feel the spirit from the fight that never stopped. They want to talk about a fight we got,
it never stops.
Where the bodies drop, they build up the parking lot. And they call that survival. Put us on a mission. Force fed us bubbles. They put statues on our land just to worship false idols. Cuffs on our hands just to keep us in a cycle. Blood on their heads, bodies at their feet. And there's a warning, they gon' hang them from the trees. Name for the banks, rivers and the streets. Now the shadows never leave, no justice, no peace.
I see shadows on the hill, up beside the old sawmill, where my people were killed. I see shadows on the hill.
I'm the product of resistance, I embody who survived. I'm the strength of that spirit, I'm the voice of who have died. So who the fuck are you to civilize? No, we can't rely when you recall. I hear your words, I see your lies. And in the dead of night, you can hear those babies cry. You can feel those eyes from the banks where they lay beside. Feel it in your spine when you know you're not alone. Shine bright till the shadows make it home.
Get around the granite stones, they'll forever be alone. Their killers got all free, but their shadows never leave. I see shadows on the hill, up beside the old sawmill, where my people were killed. I see shadows on the hill. I see shadows on the hill, up beside.
Yeah, that's Shadows Briggs featuring Troy Cassadaly, Too Deadly. Good mix there. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. 416 number you need to call. Yarning with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. All right, we've got Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning. How are you? Tony, you there?
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
I'm better today than yesterday.
Good, brother. Upbeat, yep.
I had really stage fright coming through yesterday with that mouthful. It was really difficult to deliver it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, emotions are tied that story. And when you talk about the newspaper and what have you, you've got personal connection there, my friend, of course.
Yeah, well, it's a Murray show. I lived and identified with Murray thing. That was my life, you know, and we were terrorised on the front. See, when you said I was cut off there, I don't know if I, on this end, you don't know what's happening. So, and the phone's clicking on and off, you know, you joke about are they listening or not. But sometimes you think, yeah, they don't want to hear this stuff.
Well, sure, yeah, exactly, you know. Keep it on the lowdown, keep it on the lowdown, you know.
We're trying to still tell the truth, you know, and there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to tell the truth. But I just wondered if I delivered the last line in the letter from the Criminal Justice Commission that said the indictable offence was not specified in the charges. I don't know, because you said I was cut off, and so it was really a lot of work, and it's just really difficult to get the message out.
Sure. So you're saying that you think you've missed something?
No, the phone went off yesterday.
Yeah, we got cut off, yep.
And I was talking like into outer space, and I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, you were talking, we could hear you, but you couldn't hear me, that's all, yeah. So your message got across in what you're saying, yes.
Thanks for that.
Oh, good, brother.
And, I've been involved in the green patch in Gouldenville and stuff and things down there, and I'm not trying to get on the wrong side of the police, I'm just trying to deliver the message. I was down there and I was involved in lots of skirmishes, the guy with a gun, other drunken people trying to get into my car and leaning over and people getting down, and a few times the police come and other people called them in my defence. And so I'm not personally attacking police.
No.
But what's been done to me and her lives is terrible, and it didn't stop with the attack on the art gallery up in Mount Molloy.
Mm.
And the other thing was there, I don't want to bring repute to, you know, the people that attacked us actually live, I think, in Gelatin, which is very close to Mount Molloy. They've even got a road there named after them.
Yeah.
A family live up there, and they're still living there, and it was a terrible crime. And the other thing was, after that, we had to start, you know, it took a while to get a car together. We got attacked on a night, full moon, the policeman out of town, and we ran out the front when they were all around the back, smashing the doors down, and someone called the police, and we ended up with one man, I think his name was Bob Brennan, and I think he was a federal police. He was an out-of-town cop.
Mm.
And he come and he sort of saved us, and he arrested all these people, and they were taken away, and we had to call our landlords and get ferried out in the middle of the night because our car was busted.
Mm.
And it's devastating. It's just what it done. And then after that, we tried selling art up and down the Canberra 3 or 4 times and down there, and spent 100 days in front of Parliament House. No one come out. They couldn't handle it.
Mm.
And we come back. We started working in Palm Cove on the front, on the street. Then eventually the police come and put us off the road there.
Yep.
Then we went up to Native Title, and we got shot at and stuff. When our camp was taken over, broken and entered into, and the police come, they were going to remove them, and the police left them in there. So there's all these incidents with the police.
Exactly.
Create this. I know I'm English, I'm British, I'm Aussie too, mate.
Yeah, well, exactly. But you got a First Nation woman beside you, your partner.
And I've been abused by the police verbally, some of the names I was called way back.
Mm.
And we've seen this last year. The police took heavy hit and were shot by people that seemed to have a grudge against them.
Mm.
They don't know what they can do to people's lives, and I don't know what caused those people to ambush and shoot the police what they did. I'm just talking, but they can have devastating effects on people's life. And that's been done to me and her over and over and over and over.
Mm.
And through the hell, I'm fishing for legal aid, mate.
Yeah, sure, sure, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And like the fight was still on when your lady was with us on this earth, and now she's at peace, but the fight continues, doesn't it? Hasn't changed.
The point continues because when this attack happened, we had people coming in there from Japan. I mean, she'd taken them fishing. They had gone down to Rifle Creek in Mount Molloy and called Jew fishing. It made their holiday, you know.
Mm.
And then we met other people, and they wanted us to go to Japan, and we lost a whole lot overnight. We just lost all this business and just really were turned into refugees. And it's hard for people to understand in this country. They see us getting around in a van, in the old Troopy, and working. But we had no choice.
Mm.
And she's painting in the truck, sleeping in it, working in it. We're living like refugees in Australia.
In your own country.
It's my country too, mate, all my family.
Right, yeah. But living like refugees in your own country is what we're saying.
Exactly. Mm. Donna's soundtrack says that, and I'd really like to edit it a little bit and get that played one day, because it when people hear her talking...
Yeah, the penny drops. Yeah, it's real. Real story, real conversations.
Yeah, I need to be compensated. I need that lady... You know, I've been sitting here for 6 months. Yeah, the Falcon's not going, mate. It's an 82 Falcon, and I need a gearbox.
Yeah.
And they want $3,000 to do and up and all this stuff. And I'm concentrating on this other tiny little car that someone gave us a long time ago. I'm trying to get mobile. But I've got things for the cemetery living in my yard here. It's my home's like a cemetery, and I can't get to the cemetery. I can't do this.
Mm.
It's tearing me apart. Because it should have been in a better position. And I found the letter from the criminal justice advising me to talk to the police. You don't want to come to the police station to outside broadcast with me then.
May I have your attention, please?
I'm not going to walk in there on my own, mate. It's just so much, you know.
Daunting. You're feeling in a daunting position.
Well, it's just such a huge thing.
Mm.
You know, after the gallery attack, we were taking the Mount Moore. We had to go to... Mareeba police station, and they put us in separate rooms, and they first asked, have you got legal aid? And I said, no, you know, we've got nothing, we're up here on the frontier. So after that, they just did what they wanted, and they covered up and they protected the locals. And that place where they live in Gelatin, and this will test whether they're listening or not, if they beep it out, is McDougall Road. And because it's been to court, I can name the people, which were the McDougall brothers and two others that are responsible for that crime that buggered our life up.
Mm.
And I'm putting my life in danger now because of repercussions, but I'm at that age, 75, and my missus is there, that I can't pull my punches no more. It really is a little bit of verbal radio Rambo, you know.
Well, throwing punches by your mouth, mate.
Yeah, well, that's it. I'm demanding justice from this country, and I'm. What was done is terrible. If a white art gallery had been attacked, they'd hunt them down.
Well, exactly. One rule for one, different rule for another.
So, like you said earlier on in the year, you know, like we're tired of repeating things over and over, but I've had to come on this because for a long time you get diverted and talk about this and that and this and that, and the main focus has been lost.
Mm.
So, Dingy Art Australia was a registered business, our home, a cottage industry, we're lucky to be alive and we live to tell the tale.
And crime, destroyed that.
Crime destroyed it.
Yeah, exactly.
It destroyed it, mate. It raped and effed. Sheldon, give me some help with the swearing, you know. It destroyed our life.
Use the F word, as someone would say, yes.
I don't want to swear. I just want to tell the truth.
Exactly.
I just want justice for me and my missus. And at least, I can make sure I'm buried next to her and there's a proper memorial that's living in my yard that I can't even... Because I'm living just on a pension. Mm. I'm doing all right. But I'm entitled to the compensation that the criminal justice letters, which have surfaced, I was looking after her crook for a lot of years, and I couldn't deal with this stuff. I'm on country and before the phones. And the police were on there last night on the TV, something about Browns Bay and a bank robbery. That's a 5-year-old crime.
Mm.
And they're still looking for justice, and they charged somebody yesterday. So the statute of limitations doesn't exist on the police. 30 years ago, they messed up big time. And if it wasn't for the out-of-town cop, Bob Brennan, I don't know what would have happened to us.
But
this is part of the frontier war. For people that don't know Mount Molloy, it is the last town before you go up Cape York. Mm. You can turn right and go down to the coast to Mossman, or you can go back down south, but it isn't. That is the last frontier.
Yes.
And I'm lucky to be alive today talking about it because they didn't want us in that town. I did a lot of work to get that building. I heard it was coming up for rent. I contacted the doctor. He gave it to me as long as I looked after it. I did a lot of work on it. Get the fire brigade in, clean the whole place up, burn all the ivy off the house, put in gardens. They won tidy towns when I was there. Because of that building, they won tidy towns. And then the local yahoos that live in Gelatin, McDougall brothers and two others in Gelatin, and I can talk about it because in the committal hearing was a kangaroo court. And they're named. They're the people responsible that they're going to bring shame and stuff to that town.
Yeah,
and they're living in the life of luxury up there with their property and the road.
And you're still in Struggle Street, my friend.
And I'm still in Struggle Street, and my missus is in.
With us in spirit. I'm going to keep going, my brother, but thank you for your call and hear what you're saying, brother.
Thank you for today, mate. Thank you for all the time and everybody else.
Take care, Tony. Keep smiling. Keep in touch, brother.
Yeah, I'll keep in touch.
Bye-bye. Tony Gibbs, having his say here on your daily program, National Talk Black. That daily number, 1-800-422-416. Got about 15 minutes left on the program. Let's look at the news, update stories in the news today. Australia faces unprecedented grass fires next summer, supercharged by global heating. Yep, and global climate is real, people. Other story, Sydney Morning Herald, caping super balances, an option to stop taxpayer funded inherited scheme. Also, best schools in Australia reveal as 2022 NAPLAN results are published. Therapists get anxious too. Here's what they do in regard to fixing your mind. Their prices are well up, so why are sellers so down? Firms stick to 4-day week after trial ends. The story is here. Donald Trump, whose brain is held together by thumbtacks and silly putty, demands mental competency. Cruise ship stumbles on a rare sight, a gathering of 1,000 whales. I ate chia pudding every day for 2 weeks. Here's what happened to my gut health. Major inland river, a big mess as it chokes on flooded debris as water proceeds. So they're the news headlines for today. What's happening in the black space? We got Matthew Palmer, elected chair of Central Land Council. Congratulations, brother. Matthew Palmer, a former Corkwood bore outstation near Alice Springs, has been elected chair of the Central Land Council, CLC. Representatives from the Central Land Council voted for a new chair on Tuesday, and Matthew Palmer was elected as chair to replace former leader Mr. Hewson. CLC represents Aboriginal people from the southern half of the Northern Territory. So at least least 90 delegates met in Tennant Creek on Tuesday morning to decide the organisation's next leader following the sudden death of former CLC chair Kumanara Hussein late last year. So congratulations there, Mr. Palmer, Matthew Palmer, the New Zealand Indigenous Education Focus at Festival Du Vagu. This is a little testament of Metis resilience in a word that didn't always want us around. So there's news there, global news that is. And also NBA All-Star here, looking at the singer changes Canadian anthem in nod to Indigenous rights. Canadian R&B stars, a one-word change to her country's anthem is drawing attention amid a national conversation about Indigenous rights. Jolly Black sang O Canada, Our Home, on Native Land with a pause, emphasise on the word on at her performance before the NBA All-Star Game in Salt Lake City on Sunday, changing the original lyrics, Our Home and Native Land. Her change drew praise on social media, and after the game, the hashtag Our Home, Native Land became trending on Twitter. This is less about me and more about being part of the change in any way I can. Too deadly. Got a stage, yeah? Perform on the stage. Have your say, Yana Song. Add the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
In my brain, my history's in my bloodline. This knowledge is in my brain. My Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day. Yeah, Big Yarning Circle, BBM 98.7 FM, National Talk Black. We're going to catch up with Selwyn online. Good morning, Selwyn. Yeah, Selwyn, where you at, brother? Call me back. Have you say yarn up strong. We've got about 9 minutes left on the program. And a big shout-out to the First Nation radio stations across this beautiful country of ours, the Deadly Black Network, and all our yarns are strong, are true, and for our mob, for our people. And so do utilise it. You can call in any Murray radio station, Koori Nunga radio station, and have your say. Let's check with someone again. Someone, good morning. You there, someone?
Yeah, brother.
Hey, good morning.
I'm here outside the Animal Rescue, looking out of Choppy and Parramatta Park, brother, and listening to the program. Like I said, we were in that fire. Chuck-a-pussy get up in the air and he come and land on his feet. We still trying to get up to the buyback shop and at the tip. We're in the second end, trying to get out of the back. I'm feeling enough that fire. But brother, brother, what's the new thing on this one?
Sorry, come again, brother? Sorry, come again?
I think it's the money to set the government.
I'm losing you. I'm losing you, Sobhan.
Yeah, he died that bloke. Brother, you know, sovereignty and voice and crime. I reckon, brother, it's good to see. Is Jeffrey Roberts, my brother, the human rights lawyer, to come back on TV again and host hypothetical. You know, a lot of our people were in doubt, you know, and like I said, when you're in doubt, don't do anything, and we're still sort of not really knowing. I think one of them, Marsha Lakin was on it. I reckon it'd be good to have people like Brother Michael Anderson, Larry Foley, and Lydia Thorpe and the Marcia Langton and the people for a voice and father and those all against it. I reckon that'd be really, really good to clear up some of the doubts, some of the confusion about voice and parliament. Brother. And King, too, brother, if you missed that insight, I reckon people are politically incorrect. And I like what Nala Mansell said about this. Welcome to country. I agree with what you said about welcome to country, brother. But yeah, people want to check on the repeat. Hear what you have to say. I think it's welcome to this country after the dogs. What's that already bothered? You know, people already, they're up your next word.
Yes.
Hearing you and Tony, yeah, pisses me off, brother, that we're doing this here and we are you. The C-word, they're already here, brother. Not the sort of welcoming you. They're already here, brother. Thank you very much, brother.
Thank you, my brother. Too deadly. That's someone regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Come the time where Trendy Trev signs off for today's program. Your mob, thank you for your company. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Got the news coming out very soon via NERS, National News Radio Service.